This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States is now one step from starting a massive COVID-19 vaccination campaign, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After a day-long meeting,
we do have a favorable vote.
An independent Food and Drug Administration advisory panel endorsed Pfizer's vaccine for emergency use. FDA scientists are also expected to sign off on the vaccine's safety and effectiveness in fighting a disease that's killed nearly 300,000 in the U.S. The first people could start getting shots in days. Pfizer says it'll have about 25 million doses of the two-shot vaccine for the U.S. by month's end. Initial supplies will be mostly reserved for healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the brakes on a bipartisan COVID relief package that a group of senators has been trying to get to aid workers and businesses struggling because of the pandemic. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's been pressing for a five-year liability shield to protect companies from lawsuits over COVID-19 illnesses and says a trade-off in the works, $160 billion to state and local governments in exchange for a one-year shield, isn't going to fly.
Democratic colleagues want to pretend they're bravely fighting big corporations, but they're really bullying small business owners and college presidents.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says
we have to have a bill and we cannot go home without it.
Meanwhile, President Trump has pushed for another round of stimulus checks instead of an unemployment benefit, but no aid for local governments. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones and the S&P closing lower, but the NASDAQ posting gains in Thursday's trading. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Israel and Morocco have agreed to normalize ties, and the United States has shifted policy on Western Sahara. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With just weeks to go in his administration, President Donald Trump added to his Mideast legacy Thursday, announcing Israel and Morocco have agreed to normalize relations. Trump tweeted, another historic breakthrough today. As part of the deal, the United States agreed to recognize Morocco's claim over the long-disputed Western Sahara region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed the agreement.
President Trump, the people of Israel and the state of Israel will be forever indebted to you.
The agreement makes Morocco the fourth Arab nation to recognize Israel during the Trump administration. This summer, agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates was announced, and Bahrain and Sudan then followed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Lebanese prosecutor probing last summer's port explosion in Beirut has filed charges against the caretaker prime minister and three former ministers. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
Judge Fadi Sawan filed the charges against Hassan Diab and former Finance Minister Ali Hassan Khalil, as well as two former ministers of public works. All four were charged with carelessness and negligence leading to death over the August 4th explosion at Beirut's port. The incident led to more than 200 deaths and injured thousands. The explosion was caused by the ignition of a large stockpile of explosive material that had been stored at the port for 6 years near a heavily populated area. Top security officials and politicians knew about the stockpile and its whereabouts and did nothing about it. I'm Karen Chamas.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday there was a strong possibility that Britain and the EU would fail to strike a trade deal ahead of an end-of-month deadline. After meeting with his senior ministers, Johnson said they had agreed the treaty on the table did not work for Britain. The EU and Britain are at loggerheads over fishing rights, economic fair play, and dispute settlement, despite months of talks on a new deal to cover trade beginning January 1st when the United Kingdom exits the bloc. The two sides have set a deadline of Sunday to find an agreement and prevent a chaotic break. The number of people applying for unemployment aid in the United States has taken another leap upward. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department's weekly report shows 853,000 people filed new claims for jobless benefits last week. That's up from 716,000 the week before and the most since September. Evidence that companies are cutting jobs again as new COVID-19 cases spiral upward. The total number of people who are receiving state-provided unemployment aid rose for the first time in 3 months to 5.8 million. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll be right back.